We celebrate on the first Sunday of the month what we call the Last Supper, Communion, Eucharist, a lot of different names. And normally we do, and we do it both ways. Today, the lady that prepares the normal traditional elements for Holy Communion and run away to the beach. But when COVID came, a lot of people didn't want to do it the traditional way. You know, the washing of the hands. We had, whatever they call that stuff that you put on your hand. So we got away from the traditional kind of breaking of the bread and drinking of the cup. And somebody came up with a unique idea that we could have communion, but we didn't have to take a chance of dirty hands, somebody's dirty hand, handing the bread over to us. And they come up with these little cups. The symbolism and the rest of it is the same, because we give God thanks for what he did for us, something we could not do for ourselves. And with the grace and the love and the forgiveness of sin, when we take the bread, which we recognize when we go to some of our... I love these little cups. And then when you can't get the bread out, you got your bread out? This little wafer, and some churches use these wafers all the time. And you'll see the priest handing them out and different things. And it represents the broken body of Christ. The thing that I found interesting about these little wafers, and we say, yes, take, eat this, all of this, my body broken for you, and we take the little wafer and we put it in our mouth, and it's bland. It's dry, no taste to it whatsoever, which symbolizes the unleavened bread that they used, because they were delivered out of Egypt in such a hurry they couldn't put yeast in their bread. And but then when you take the cup, which represents the blood of Christ shed for the forgiveness of sin, and you take that cup and you drink the juice after that bland wafer, your taste buds come alive, recognizing and celebrating the love of God. So, Father, we thank and praise you as we come together this morning and do this in remembrance of you, doing something for us we could not do for ourselves. And that is granting eternal life and granting the peace and the joy that God has given to us in so many ways. And we're grateful for that today in Jesus' precious name. He knows everything about you. Now, the devil can't read your mind, but he can play tricks on your mind. But God knows your heart. He knows your mind. He knows what you're thinking before you're even thinking it. That's why he was able to minister to the disciples. So the Holy Spirit will give you that joy, that peace, and that love, because God cares for you and he's always there for you. He won't force himself upon you, but he's there for you and with you.